我哋今日正读嘅题目系清心的人有福，第十八讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the pure in heart, part 18.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，同心感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
愿赐人智慧启示嘅灵。
May the Spirit that gives us wisdom and enlightens us.
照明我哋心中嘅眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
让我哋真知道我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
So that we truly know our God and our Lord.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
让我哋能够进入真理里面。
May we enter into your truth.
能够得着真理。
So that we can attain your truth.
能够成为真理，
and to become your truth,
能够活出真理，
to live out your truth.
恳求恩主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。弟兄姊妹，神的话再一次提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, God's word once again reminds us.
神的儿女何等的蒙福。
How blessed the children of God are.
因为我们有一份的恩典，可以成为清心的人。
Because we have the blessing to become those who are pure in heart.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
因为我们能够看见神的圣洁。
Because they will be able to see God's holiness.
我们能够看见神的公义。
Because they will be able to see God's righteousness.
我们能够看见神的真理。
Because they will be able to see God's truth.
我们能够看见神的生命。
We can see the life of God.
但弟兄姊妹，最最重要的。
But brothers and sisters, most importantly.
清心的人能够看见十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
Those who are pure in heart will see the lamb that was slain on the cross.
以致我们一生有一个很大的福分。
So that we have a great blessing in our lives.
行一条圣洁、恩典、光明、蒙福的道路。
To walk along a path that is filled with holiness, light, and blessing.
因为世上的人属灵的心眼是瞎了的。
Because people in this world, their eyes are blind.
看不到这条道路。
They cannot see this path.
但我们是何等的有福啊。
But how blessed we are.
在记得过去的正道当中跟大家思想过。
I remember in the past sermons we put our thoughts into.
一个清心的人生命当中具备三种的心怀意念。
That there are three attitudes of minds in those who are pure in heart.
分别是信神的心。
That is a heart of believing in God.
爱神的心，
a heart of loving God，
和圣洁的心，
and a heart of holiness。
当我们思想到圣洁的心的时候，
when we think about the heart of holiness，
我们在神的仆人约伯身上去学习。
We can learn from the example of God's servant Job，
因为约伯是一个亲眼看见神的人。
Because Job is a person who saw God，
因为他的心怀意念里面有一个圣洁的心。
Because in his heart he had a heart of holiness。
圣洁的心代表他里面有三种的生命。
And a heart of holiness shows that in his life he had three attitudes.
分别是敬畏的心。
That is a heart of reverent fear.
分别为圣的心。
A heart that was set apart as holy.
同埋完全正直的心。
And he had a heart that was blameless and upright.
当我们讲论清心的人有福的时候，已经要进入最后一个环节了。
And we are entering into the last part of blessed are the pure in heart.
就是学习约伯生命的样式。
And that is to learn from the life example of Job.
成为一个完全正直的人。
To be people who are blameless and upright.
当弟兄姊妹听到完全正直这个词汇的时候呢，
When we hear the phrase blameless and upright,
我们的心好自然有点压力。
We feel pressure in our hearts.
有什么可能？
How can this be possible?
我是一个软弱的人。
I am a weak person.
我是一个失败的人。
I am a person who fails.
我是一个很容易跌倒的人。
I am someone who stumbles easily.
甚至乎我是一个很容易离弃主的人。
And I am a person who easily abandons the Lord.
我们怎么可能效法约伯成为一个完全正直？
How can I follow in the example of Job, become blameless and upright?
但弟兄姊妹，当我们看圣经的启示的时候呢？
But brothers and sisters, when we look at the revelations in the Bible,
我们又发现一件事情。
There is something that you can see.
完全正直是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
Blameless and upright is the instruction from our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣吩咐每一个属主的人。
The Lord Jesus instructed that each person belonging to God.
你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
You must be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect.
所以在神的眼光当中呢，
So in the eyes of God,
一个天父的儿女呢，
A child belonging to God,
在我们一生里面，
In our entire lives,
我们绝对可能成为完全正直的人。
We can certainly become blameless and upright.
约伯能够，
Job could do this.
我哋亦都绝对能够。
And we too can certainly do this.
问题我哋必须要认识。
But the problem is we must understand.
究竟乜嘢系完全正直咧
？What it means to be blameless and upright.
如果当我哋从圣经当中去睇嘅时候咧
，If we look at it through the Bible.
当我哋明白完全正直真正嘅含义嘅时候咧
，If we truly understand the meaning of blameless and upright.
弟兄姊妹，我哋不得不承认。
Brothers and sisters, we will admit.
我哋能够。
That we could.
喺主嘅恩典当中，我哋能够。
That in God's grace we could.
首先要解释咗乜嘢系完全正直啊。
Firstly, let us discuss what is the meaning of blameless and upright.
弟兄姊妹，完全正直唔系讲紧约伯冇犯罪。
Blameless and upright does not mean that Job never sinned.
唔系讲紧约伯冇软弱。
It is not saying that Job did not have weaknesses.
唔系讲紧约伯冇跌倒。
It does not mean that Job didn't have failures.
事实上喺成个人类嘅历史当中咧。
In truth, in the entire human history.
我哋发现一件事情。
There is something that you can see.
按照神圣洁公义的标准
That according to God's holy and righteous standards
整个人类历史当中只有一个人没犯过罪
That in the entire human history there was only one person who never sinned
这个就是道成肉身的救主耶稣基督
This is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the word become flesh
除了主耶稣基督以外呢
Aside from the Lord Jesus
圣经由旧约到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament
非常非常清楚的宣告
It says very clearly
世上一个义人都没有
That in this world there is no one righteous
连一个都没有
Not even one
如果大家有机会看罗马书的第三章八到十节的时候
If we look at Romans chapter 3 verse 8 verses 10
使徒保罗六次的强调
The apostle Paul says six times
没有
There is not one
一个义人都没有
Not even one
那如果我们这样看的时候
And when you look at it like this
我们就明白一件事情
You can understand
神称许约伯完全正直
That God called Job blameless and upright
不是说到他没犯过错
It is not saying that Job was without fault
不是说他没犯过罪
It is not saying that Job never sinned
不是说他未曾经软弱
It is not saying that Job was never weak
但是有些元素
But there are some characteristics
约伯生命里面有些特质
That there were some characteristics in Job's life
神认为是完全正直的
That God considered as blameless and upright
弟兄姊妹，这样就很有意思了
Brothers and sisters, then this is very meaningful.
究竟约伯生命当中有咩特质
？So what characteristics were in Job's life?
被神称许佢为完全正直啦。
So that God called him as blameless and upright.
答案就喺约伯记嘅第二章第三节。
The answer can be found in Job chapter 2 verse 3.
经文本来同约伯记嘅第一章第八节冇乜分别嘅啫。
This verse seems very similar to Job chapter 1 verse 8.
上文就讲紧约伯系完全正直，敬畏神。
The first part says that Job is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.
但下文就将约伯生命里面的一个特质露咗出嚟。
But the second part shows some characteristics in Job's life.
耶和华问撒旦说：你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. He still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him, to ruin him without any reason.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的话就将完全正直真正的意义彰显了出来。
Brothers and sisters, God's word has shown us the meaning of blameless and upright.
原来约伯在神眼光当中被称为完全正直。
Job was considered blameless and upright in the eyes of God.
是讲紧他无论在哪种环境当中。
Because no matter what situation he was in.
无论他是面对试探诱惑也好。
Whether he was facing temptations and tests.
或者面对神的试验和试炼也好。
Or he was undergoing God's trials and tests.
或者佢喺平安穩妥嘅環境當中。
Whether he was in situations of peace and calm.
亦或係充滿痛苦傷害嘅境況當中。
Or in days that were filled with pain and suffering.
又或者喺福杯滿溢嘅時候。
Or in days where his cup overflows.
亦或艱難缺乏嘅時候。
Or days of difficulty and poverty.
佢生命裏面有一個非常寶貴嘅特質。
There was a very special characteristic in his life.
就係神講嘅。
And this is what God God said.
他仍然持守他的纯正。
He still maintains his integrity.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到约伯喺神面前何等嘅蒙福。
Brothers and sisters, we see how blessed Job was.
一位圣洁嘅神亲自为约伯作见证。
The holy God was a testimony for Job.
约伯唔系冇犯罪。
That Job did not never sin.
约伯唔系冇失败。
And Job was not without failures.
佢唔系冇软弱。
He was not without weaknesses.
乃系佢能够喺任何嘅境况当中。
But in all situations,
仍然持守佢嘅纯正。
He was able to maintain his integrity.
换句话，喺世上任何个人。
In other words, any other person in this world.
如果佢能够效法约伯生命嘅样式。
If we can learn from the life example of Job.
喺任何嘅境况里面。
In all situations.
仍然持守内心嘅心怀意念。
If we maintain our heart and our mind.
仍然持守佢嘅纯正嘅话咧。
And if we keep our purity.
监察人心嘅神。
God who examines our hearts and mind.
会悦纳我哋呢种嘅心怀意念。
Will accept our heart and thoughts.
于是我哋能够被神称许为完全正直嘅人。
So that God will call us blameless and upright.
啊，咁所以从圣经当中去睇啦吓。
So if we look at this from the Bible.
约伯嘅完全正直。
The blameless and upright characteristic of Job.
代表住佢喺任何嘅处境当中。
Means that in all situations.
仍然持守佢嘅纯正。
He was able to maintain his integrity.
我顶姊妹，呢个俾我哋非常大嘅鼓励同埋安慰。
Brothers and sisters, this gives us a great comfort and encouragement.
因为如果约伯能够嘅话咧。
Because if Job could do this.
天父上帝嘅儿女点解唔能够
？Why would the children of God not be able to？
我哋系蒙恩得救一班神嘅儿女。
We are a group of people who have received salvation。
我哋有神嘅生命喺我哋里面。
And we have the life of God within us。
我哋有圣灵内住。
We have the inner dwelling of the Holy Spirit。
我哋拥有基督嘅爱嘅激励。
And we have the encouragement from the love of Christ。
我哋有天父上帝成为我哋随时嘅帮助。
And we have the Heavenly Father to be our ever-present help。
我哋有一位爱我哋到底嘅主耶稣基督。
And we have the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us to the full extent.
弟兄姊妹，我哋同样能够理所当然嗬。
So therefore, it should be reasonable.
喺任何嘅处境当中。
That in all situations.
效法约伯生命嘅样式。
We can follow the life example of Job.
就系持守我哋喺神面前嘅纯正。
That is to maintain our integrity.
但系跟住问题就嚟啦。
But the question arises.
究竟约伯持守咩纯正咧
？What integrity is Job maintaining?
乜嘢喺神面前被称为纯正
？What is considered integrity in God's eyes.
不同的人有不同的定义啊。
Different people may have different definitions.
有时我们生活在一个其实很悲哀的世代当中。
And we live in a very woeful world.
很多时候很多人用了自己的意见。
A lot of people use their own opinions.
自己的看法。
And their own insight.
成为自己的标准。
To be their own standard.
这个是非常大的悲哀啊。
And this is a very woeful situation.
但是从圣经的启示当中呢。
But from the revelations in the Bible.
约伯亲自作见证。
Job himself testifies.
究竟他的纯正是指到哪几方面呢
？What is his integrity involving？
就是记载在约伯记的23:11-12.
That is in the book of Job, chapter 23:11-12.
这个就是约伯生命的见证。
And this is the testimony of Job.
这个就是约伯所持守的纯正。
And this is the integrity that he maintained.
无论在他哪个环境当中
，No matter what situation he was in，
约伯生命当中有人生三个嘅标杆。
There were three characteristics in his life，
系佢一直竭力持守住嘅。
And he persevered to abide by these。
嗱，呢三个标杆喺经文里边讲得好清楚。
These three goals are listed very clearly in the passage。
第一个系我追随他的步履。
The first is I have closely followed his steps。
第二个是我谨守他的道。
The second is I have kept to his way。
第三个是我看重他口中的言语。
And the third is I have treasured the words of his mouth。
啊，于是约伯所持守的纯正就流露了出来了。
So we can see that Job's characteristics。
第一是追随神的步履。
First is closely followed God's steps。
第二是谨守神的道。
The second is abiding by God's commands。
第三是看重神的言语。
And the third is treasuring the words of God。
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我哋咁样睇到嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when we see it like this，
我哋就真正体会得到啊。
Then we can see clearly。
约伯持守佢嘅纯正。
That Job maintained his integrity。
因为喺佢嘅生命当中咧
，Because in his life，
佢唔系有其他方面嘅追求。
It was not because he had other aspirations。
约伯唔系话我要赚得全世界。
He was was not saying I have to attain the whole world.
105唔係話我要享受生活人生。
He was not saying I need to enjoy the pleasures of life.
105唔係話我要吃喝玩樂。
Job was not saying that I need to indulge in the pleasures of life.
佢乃係話我追隨神嘅步履。
But he said I have closely followed God's steps.
我緊守神嘅命令。
And I have kept to His way.
我看重神嘅言語。
And I have treasured the words of God.
弟兄姊妹，難怪神稱呼約伯為我的仆人。
Therefore, we can understand that why God called Job His blameless and upright servant.
難怪神稱許約伯為完全正直。
And why God called Job blameless and upright?
因為依一種嘅心懷意念咧。
Because these aspirations in Job's life.
依種人生嘅標竿。
And these standards that he had in his life.
係神所悦納嘅。
It was accepted by God.
但係因為佢有依種心懷意念嘅時候咧。
And because he had these attitudes of mind,
他就能够看见神。
He was able to see God.
弟兄姊妹，刚才留意我讲过嗬。
Brothers and sisters, if you notice what I just said,
约伯能够。
Job could do it.
我哋亦都能够。
And we too can do it.
因为使徒彼得提醒我哋。
Because the apostle Peter reminds us.
我哋若尝过主恩嘅滋味，就必如此。
Now that you have tasted the Lord is good, it will be certain.
所以使徒保罗在他离世之前有一个生命的见证。
So before he left this world, he had this testimony.
就是那美好的仗我已经打过了。
That is, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从今以后。
Now there is in store for me.
有生命的冠冕为我存留。
The crown of righteousness.
就是那按公义审判的主
，which the Lord, the righteous judge,
到了那日要赐给我的
，will award to me on that day，
亦都要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人
，and not only to me, but also to those who have longed for his appearing。
所以当我一路咁样睇真理嘅演绎嘅时候咧
，so brothers and sisters, when we continue to see this revelation of God's truth，
我哋发现约伯喺神面前成为完全正直
，we find that Job was blameless and upright。
使徒保罗同样能够
，and similarly the apostle Paul was also。
你同我都同样喺神嘅恩典当中能够
，you and I under God's grace can also achieve this。
如果我哋能够建立呢三方面嘅人生标杆
，if we are able to establish these three goals in our life。
我哋能够喺我哋生命当中嘅心怀意念系存在着嘅话咧
，that if these exist in the attitudes of our hearts and our mind，
我哋同样喺神面前成为完全正直嘅人
，then we too can become blameless and upright in the eyes of God。
所以求主帮助我哋
，so may the Lord help us。
我哋会思想三方面嘅标杆
，and let us reflect on these three goals，
成为我哋人生嘅追求嘅目标
，to be things that we can persevere for in our lives，
亦都喺约伯身上去学习
，so that we can learn from the example of Job.
好，第一方面，追随神的步履。
Firstly, closely following God's steps.
当讲到约伯追随神的步履的时候呢，
when we talk about Job closely following God's steps,
代表着神去哪里，约伯就去哪里。
This means that no matter where God went, Job would follow.
神去西，约伯去西。
If God went west, then Job would go west.
就好像启示录十四章所讲的十四万四千人一样。
Just as it is said in Revelations, the 144,000.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去。
That no matter where the sacrificial lamb went.
那144,000人都跟随主的脚中行。
The 144,000 would follow in the footsteps of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们一生当中有不同的带领。
Brothers and sisters, God leads in different ways in all of our lives.
在不同的阶段里面。
In different stages of our life.
神有不同的引导。
God will lead us differently.
因为如果当神是我们的牧者的时候呢
Because if the Lord is our shepherd,
在我们一生里面
in our entire lives,
神必定有他的带领和引导
God will certainly have his guidance and leading.
问题我们有没有追随
But the question is whether or not we follow.
就是我们生命当中一个回应
And that is the response of our life.
弟兄姊妹似乎很困难、哦、
Brothers and sisters, it seems very difficult.
但如果我们了解追随神的步履的背后真正的原因的时候呢
But if we understand the meaning behind why we follow God's footsteps.
我们就发觉一点困难都没有。
Then we find that it is not difficult at all.
因为当我们讲到追随神的步履有一个指向。
When we say we are following God's steps, it means this.
就是跟神有一个亲密无间的爱的关系。
That is, we have a close and intimate relationship of love with God.
为什么约伯能够追随神的步履呢？
Why was Job able to follow the footsteps of God?
有时有些环境容易啊。
In some situations, it is easy.
但有时有些环境很艰难。
But in other situations, situations, it is difficult.
但約伯都願意。
But Job was willing.
因為依個唔係一個嘅責任。
Because this is not a responsibility.
依個唔係一個嘅重擔。
It is not a burden.
依個乃係因為約伯同神之間有一個愛嘅關係。
It is because Job had a relationship that was close and intimate.
以致佢甘心樂意。
So that Job was willing.
無論神要引導佢去邊度。
No matter where God led him.
佢都樂意跟隨。
He was willing to follow.
我頂姐妹神嘅兒女今日都一樣。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same for the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果有留意今年我哋教会嘅主题咧
，If you notice our theme for this year，
系跟随基督
，It is follow Christ，
作主精兵
，To be His chosen soldiers。
弟兄姊妹，呢个唔系一个口号啊
！Brothers and sisters, this is not a slogan。
呢个亦都唔系一个责任
，And this is not a responsibility。
呢度都唔系一个重担
，This is not a burden。
乃系我哋对神嘅爱嘅回应
，But it is a response in love that we have towards God。
弟兄姊妹，我哋时常会谂一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I often think of this.
如果我真实认识耶稣基督喺十字架上牺牲救赎嘅大爱
，If I truly know the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross，
我真实经历耶稣基督嗰份牺牲救赎嘅大爱
，If I truly experience the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross，
我真正得着耶稣基督喺十字架上嗰份牺牲救赎嘅大爱
，And if I have truly attained the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross，
我哋冇可能同主冇一个亲密无间嘅关系。
Then it is impossible for us to not have a close and intimate relationship of love with God.
我哋冇可能唔跟随主嘅步履。
And it is not possible for us to not follow God's steps.
怕只怕一件事情。
There is one thing that we must be fearful of.
就系我哋同神之间嘅关系。
That is our relationship with God.
只系一个恩典嘅关系。
It is only a relationship of blessing.
却唔系一个爱嘅关系。
But not a relationship of love.
顶住每一个系整个人类历史嘅悲哀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very woeful situation in this human history.
是整个以色列民族的悲哀。
And it is the woeful situation of the Israelites.
亦都是教会的悲哀。
And it is the woeful situation of the church.
为什么我这么说?
Why do I say this?
因为由创世以来。
Because since creation.
一直到耶稣基督荣耀再来。
Until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的的确确以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
God has truly anointed the year with his bounty.
神定义要施恩怜悯世上的人。
And God has purposed to give grace and blessings to this world.
虽然因为罪的缘故令到人与神隔绝。
Although because of sin, it separates us from our relationship with God.
但这位怜悯的神。
But this merciful God.
仍然意愿施恩。
Is willing to give his grace.
所以圣经形容耶稣基督用权能托住万有。
So it says that the Lord Jesus with his authority holds everything.
神常施恩惠赏赐丰年。
And he anoints the year and crowns it with glory.
但好可惜一件事。
But what is woeful?
咩叫同神恩典嘅关系咧
？What does it mean to have relationship with God?
就系我哋得着恩典。
That is, we receive his blessings.
我哋会感恩。
And we give thanks.
或者甚至乎我哋会侍奉。
Or we serve.
但可惜当中唔系一个爱嘅关系。
But it is not a relationship of love.
好多时候有恩典嘅时候咧。
So many times, if we have blessings.
就系我哋同神关系疏离嘅时间。
That is when our relationship with God is distant.
相反喺困难、痛苦、伤害嘅时候咧
，On the contrary, in times of difficult challenges and hardships，
我哋先拼命去捉着神
，Then we will grasp tightly onto the Lord。
稍为日子好啲啦
，But when the days are easier，
就系开始离弃神嘅时候
，That's when we begin to abandon God。
因为呢个系一个恩典嘅关系
，Because this is what a relationship of blessings is，
而唔系一个爱嘅关系
，It is not a relationship of love。
但我哋从圣经当中睇约伯同神之间嘅关系
，But if we look at the relationship between Job and God.
是一个亲密无间爱的关系。
It is a close and intimate relationship of love.
其实圣经当中曾经出现很多这样的例子。
In the Bible, there are many examples of this.
如果大家有留意在但以理书的先知但以理。
If we look at the prophet Daniel in the book of Daniel.
他曾经在一些很危险的情况底下。
He was in a very dangerous situation.
只要他继续每天向神祷告。
Each day, if he continued to pray to God.
他就会面对生命的危险。 危機。
He would face a danger to his own life.
可能佢會失去一切。
Perhaps he may lose everything.
但我哋發現一件事情咧。
But we find this.
先知但以利仍然每日三次素常一樣。
But Prophet Daniel, as per usual, three times a day.
雙膝跪下喺神嘅面前。
He knelt before God.
佢向神去禱告，向神去感謝。
And he prayed to God and offered thanksgiving to him.
佢向神去獻上去敬拜。
And he worshipped God.
雖然佢明知會帶嚟生命嘅危機。
Although he knew that it would bring a danger to his own life.
佢仍然咁做。
He still did this.
为什么？
Why is this so?
我相信因为但以利先知和神之间是一个爱的关系。
It is because Daniel had a relationship of love with God.
因为但以利曾经是一个国破家亡的人。
Because Daniel was someone who lost his family.
他本来是一个被掳的奴隶。
He was a slave.
他本来人生一无所有。
And he had nothing else in his life.
但在神的恩典当中。
But under God's grace.
不单止保守了他的生命。
Not only was his life saved.
更加在巴比伦帝国当中成为一个总理。
But he was also a chief in Babylon.
他经历神的恩典。
He experienced God's grace.
但是他不单止是感谢神的恩典。
But not only did he give thanks for God's grace.
他跟神之间是建立一个爱的关系。
He also had a relationship of love with God.
以至有一天即使面对危机的时候。
So that one day when he was facing danger.
可能他会失去他的地位。
Although he would lose his status.
失去他的财富。
He would lose his wealth.
甚至会失去他的生命。
Or even lose his life.
他仍然能够素常一样。
He did this as per usual.
去亲近神。
To draw close to God.
再举多一个例子。
And I'll give you another example.
就是使徒保罗和西拉。
That is Apostle Paul and Silas.
因为为主作见证的缘故。
Because they were giving testimony for the Lord Jesus.
使徒保罗和西拉被捉拿，被放在监狱里面。
The Apostle Paul and Silas were imprisoned.
他被那些狱卒去殴打。
And they were beaten.
锁上锁链和木钩。
And they were chained.And put into stocks.
人睇嚟喺一啲最艰难嘅环境当中。
We see this is a very difficult situation.
最缺乏嘅时候。
A time where they were most lacking.
最面对痛苦伤害嘅时候。
A time when they were facing pain and suffering.
但弟兄姊妹想象唔到。
But what is unimaginable?
喺半夜嘅时候。
Is that in the depth of the night?
保罗同西拉能够唱诗祷告赞美神。
Is that Paul and Silas were able to still pray, sing hymns and praise God?
弟兄姊妹，我哋必须问点解？
Brothers and sisters, we must ask why.
使徒保罗同西拉冇得到任何嘢。
The apostle Paul and Silas did not get anything.
系佢失去咗拥有任何嘅事情。
In fact, they had lost everything.
仲要面对生命嘅危机。
And they were facing the danger to their life.
但我哋发觉一件事情。
But we find this.
因为保罗同西拉同主之间系一个爱嘅关系。
Because the apostle Paul and Silas had a relationship of love with God.
所以监狱嘅铜墙铁壁唔能够拦咗呢种嘅关系。
And the iron walls of the jail weren't able to hinder their relationship.
狱卒嘅棍棒亦都唔能够改变呢种关系。
And neither were the clubs of the jailers.
佢哋仍然能够感谢赞美神。
They were still able to give thanks and praise God.
原因佢哋同神之间唔单止系个恩典嘅关系。
This is because their relationship with God was not merely a relationship of blessings.
更加系一个亲密无间爱嘅关系。
But it was a close and intimate relationship of love.
当然弟兄姊妹，我会留意到一件事情啊。
Brothers and sisters.You may also notice this.
今天的基督圣徒很聪明。
Christian saints of today are very clever.
很多时候我们会在神面前很谦卑。
Many times before God, we will be very humble.
当他听到我这样去述说的时候呢?
When they hear me talking about this,
可能他就会说了。
Sometimes they will say,
我又不是先知。
I'm not a prophet.
我又不是使徒。
And I'm not an apostle.
我只是一个蒙恩的罪人。
I am merely a sinner who has received salvation.
我怎能够好像但以利和保罗西拉一样。
How can I be like Daniel, Paul, or Silas?
怎样可能?
How can it be?
但圣经当中有一个记载呢,给我们一个答案。
But there is a record in the Bible that gives us an answer.
每一个真实蒙恩属主的人,
that each person who has received salvation,
都绝对能够同神建立一个亲密无间的关系。
Can have a close and intimate relationship with God.
因为在路加福音第七章记载了一个女人。
Because in the book of Luke chapter 7, it records a woman.
这个女人被称为一个罪人。
The woman is called a woman who had a sinful life.
意思就话系人都知道佢一个点样嘅人。
This means that everyone knew what kind of person she was.
曾经犯罪作恶。
She once was a sinner.
曾经臭名远播。
She was despised.
一个咁嘅人。
This kind of person.
但佢同神之间有一个亲密无间嘅关系。
But she had a close and intimate relationship. relationship with God.
點解我咁樣講咧？
Why do I say this?
因為當佢聽到主耶穌喺法利賽人西門家中坐席嘅時候咧，
Because when she heard that the Lord was seated at the house of Simon,
佢願意跟隨主嘅步履去到當中。
She was willing to follow the steps of the Lord to go there.
雖然佢明知佢會俾人歧視嘅，
Although she knew that she would be despised,
佢會俾人批評論斷嘅，
And she would be judged,
佢會俾人攻擊，
She would be attacked.
但係所有呢啲一切，
All of these things,
都唔會攔阻咗佢同神之間愛嘅關係。
Would not hinder her relationship of love with the Lord.
因為耶穌基督講嘅。
Because the Lord Jesus said.
點解佢能夠咁做？
Why was she able to do this?
因為佢嘅愛多。
Because of her great love.
哦，弟兄姊妹一樣呵。
Brothers and sisters, it is the same.
如果我哋今日認為自己係一個軟弱失敗嘅人，
If we know that today we are a person has failures and is weak.
我係一個軟弱無能嘅人。
If I am a weak and powerless person.
我係一個不知所謂嘅人。
If I am a filthy person.
但係越係咁嘅時候咧，
But the more I am so.
就越應該體會到耶穌基督十字架上犧牲救贖嘅大愛。
The more I can see the great sacrificial love the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
而因為咁嘅時候咧，
And because of this,
我哋同神之間嘅關係，
Our relationship with God,
再唔係停留喺恩典嘅關係，
Does not stop at a relationship of blessings.
那係更進一步，
But it is taken one step further.
成為一個親密無間愛嘅關係，
So that it becomes a close and intimate relationship of love.
我等一會，如果咁嘅話咧，
Brothers and sisters, if this is the case,
我哋喺神面前就成為完全正直嘅人。
Then before God, we become blameless and upright.
唔係我哋做啲乜嘢，
It is not because of what we do.
那係因為我哋真正認識主嘅恩、主嘅愛。
But because we truly understand the grace and love of our Lord,
我哋甘心樂意，
That we are willing,
回報主嘅恩、主嘅愛，
To respond to the great love of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，世界上唔應該有任何一件事情，
Brothers and sisters, there is no situation in this world,
攔咗咗我哋同主之間愛嘅關係，
That can separate us from this relationship of love.
因為十字架上嗰份犧牲救贖嘅大愛，
Because the great sacrificial love on the cross,
應該支配咗我哋整個嘅人生，
Should empower our entire lives,
應該激勵咗我哋整個嘅人生，
And should empower our entire lives,
應該推動咗我哋整個嘅人生，
And it should compel us in our entire lives,
能夠無論喺任何嘅環境當中，
So that in all situations,
仍然能夠親近我哋嘅主、我哋嘅神。
We can draw close to our Lord and our God.
弟兄姊妹，喺呢個世界只有三方面嘅事情能夠影響咗我哋同神之間關係嘅啫。
Brothers and sisters, there are only three things that can separate us from this relationship.
第一個就係尊己為大。
The first is if we are self-centered.
因為我哋活喺呢個世界上唔係尊神為大。
Because if we do not honor God as great.
常常想我想點。
We do what we want.
我要點。
Or I want this.
而唔係好似約伯一樣。
And it is not like Job.
我追隨神嘅步履。
To follow the steps of God.
當咁嘅時候咧，
If this is the situation,
我哋同神之間嘅關係就會產生疏離。
Then our relationship with God will become distant.
本來看見神嘅屬靈心眼咧，
Our eyes that initially saw God,
就會迷蒙咗睇唔到主。
They will become blind and we will not be able to see the Lord.
第二個因素係因為喺罪惡過犯當中。
The second is we are in sins and transgressions.
神嘅兒女同神嘅關係本來應該親密無間。
The relationship between God's children and God,
因為當信主嘅時候咧，
Because when we believed in the Lord,
係應該產生個屬靈嘅經歷，
There is a spiritual experience,
就係與主耶穌基督同釘十字架，
That we are crucified with the Lord Jesus.
以馬內利代表住神與人同在。
The Lord Emmanuel means that God is with man.
我哋同神係一個永恆生命嘅關係，
And we will have a relationship between God.
再唔能夠分割㗎啦，
It is no longer separable.
除咗罪，
Other than sin.
因為如果當我哋喺罪嘅限制當中咧，
Because if we are under the bondage of sin,
一定會攔阻咗我哋同神嘅關係。
It will separate us from this relationship with God.
我哋冇辦法看到神。
We will not be able to see God.
亦都跟隨唔到神嘅步履。
And we will not be able to follow God's steps.
當然最後就係世界。
And the third is the world.
當我哋貪愛世界嘅時候咧，
If we love the world,
我哋同神嘅關係一定疏離。
Our relationship with God will become distant.
因為聖經好清楚啟示呵。
The Bible says very clearly.
人若愛世界，
If a man loves the world,
愛父嘅心就唔喺我哋裏邊。
The heart of loving God is not within him.
於是我哋同神本來一個親密無間嘅關係，亦都會消失。
Therefore, this close and intimate relationship with God will also disappear.
弟兄姊妹，求主幫助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
約伯被神稱許為完全正直嘅人。
Job was called blameless and upright.
原因因為佢喺任何嘅處境當中，
The reason is because in all situations,
仍然持守佢嘅純正。
He was able to maintain his integrity.
佢願 跟随神的步履。
He was willing to follow God's steps.
他愿谨守神的命令。
And he was able to abide by God's commands.
他看重神的言语。
And he treasured the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，约伯能够。
Brothers and sisters, Job was able to do this.
我哋同样能够。
And we too can do this.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
在约伯的生命当中去学习。
So that we can learn from the example of Job.
建立我哋人生的标杆。
So that we have these goals in our life.
这个世界同埋其上的情欲都要成为过去。
This world and all our sinful desires will pass.
唯有主是我们人生真正的福分。
For only the Lord is the greatest blessing.
有了主能够拥有一切的丰盛。
If we have God, we have the abundance in life.
没了主，即使拥有全世界。
If we do not have the Lord, even if we attain the whole world,
仍然是一无所有。
We still have nothing.
所以主耶稣基督讲。
So the Lord Jesus said,
人若赚得全世界。
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world?
赔上了生命。
And forfeit his soul.
究竟有什么价值和意义呢？
What purpose is there?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今早上我们只能够分享追随神的步履。
Today we can only share on following God's steps.
接下来的主日崇拜当中，我们会跟着去讲到谨守神的命令。
In the upcoming sermons, we will talk about abiding by the Lord's commands.
还有看重神的言语。
And treasuring the words of God.
弟兄姊妹，清心的人不是一夜建立到出来的。
Brothers and sisters, people who are pure in heart cannot be built in one day.
是需要在神的真理当中被建立。
They must be built on God's word.
所以使徒保罗讲得很清楚。
So the Apostle Paul says very clearly.
圣经都是神所默示的。
The word of God is God inspired.
于教训、督责、使人归正。
Useful for correcting, rebuking, and teaching in righteousness.
都是有益的。
It is for good.
跟着讲了一句非常重要的说话。
And then he says very clearly.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that the man of God may be blameless.
然后预备行各样的善事。
Ready to do all his good works.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在过去的岁月里面。
That in the days past.
或者因为一些原因。
Because of some reason.
我们并没有切实追随神的步履。
We have not closely followed God's steps.
但感谢主耶稣是爱我们到底的神。
But the Lord Jesus is the one who loves us to the full extent.
他永不丢弃我们。
He never abandons us.
也不撇下我们。
He never forfeits us.
更加重要呢。
But more importantly.
他没有嫌弃我们。
He does not despise us.
虽然我们生命当中真的很多的杂质。
Although in our life there is a lot of impurities.
很多软弱，很多失败。
A lot of weakness and failures.
但主仍然深爱我们。
But the Lord Jesus still deeply loves us.
所以在我们一生里面呢。
So that in our entire lives.
他一定用他的方法。
He will use his various ways.
来呼唤我们。
To call us.
来寻找我们。
To seek us.
直到将我们寻回。
Until we return to him.
弟兄姊妹，人性是很软弱的。
Brothers and sisters, human nature is very weak.
人性是喜欢离弃主。
And our nature loves to abandon God.
但感谢主永不离弃我们。
But we give thanks that the God never abandons us.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢天父藉着圣灵提醒我们。
We give thanks that through the Holy Spirit you remind us.
很多时候我们同主之间的关系。
That many times our relationship with the Lord.
只不过是恩典的关系。
Is merely a relationship of blessings.
我们感谢主的恩典。
We give thanks for God's blessings.
感谢主的怜悯。
And we give thanks for your mercy.
却未必是一个爱的关系。
But it is not necessarily a relationship of love.
以致在很多时的一些环境里面。
So many times in some situations.
我们很容易随流失去。
We will be lost.
但主你却定义要将我们寻回。
But Lord, you have purposed to call us back to you.
主我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
愿主得着我们的心。
Lord, may you attain our hearts.
让我们的心常常归回十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊。
And may our hearts be once again turned back towards the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb who was slain on the cross.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
与你建立一个真正爱的关系。
May we establish a relationship of love with you.
一个亲密无间爱的关系。
A relationship of love that is close and intimate.
以致我们能够同约伯一样。
So that we can be like Job.
一生紧紧追随神的步履。
That throughout our entire lives, we closely follow your steps.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.